Hey, James Bostic here, Conservative's Perspective, Dave Baby Cortez and the Happy Organ, and me, the Happy Warrior. You're here with ACP. It must be Tuesday. It must be right around 7 because that's when we do this live, that is, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I want to thank everybody for being here. It's good to be with you. Hope you had a great day today. Kind of like springtime here in the Mountain State, milder temperatures, sunny skies, after a weekend or 3 days ago, about 4 inches of snow. But I think we're coming to the tail end of all that. Well, gee whiz, all kind of stuff to talk about. The first thing, I think, the first and foremost, it is not a surprise to me. But apparently it is making news all over, all across the fruited plains here in the United States and probably elsewhere throughout the Galactic Empire. Nancy Pelosi blinks. And as I said in the teaser, so what? We knew she was going to blink. Why? Because there's nothing there. There was never anything there. And it doesn't matter how many investigations they go into the future to look for something there, there isn't going to be anything there. There never was, and there never will be. And no amount of digging and wishing and indirect evidence will ever make it so. Did Paul Manafort get sentenced to prison for what happened during the campaign? No. Paul Manafort got sentenced to prison for crimes he committed before he got involved with Donald Trump. Michael Cohen. Did he get in? Did he get arrested? Did he get indicted? Is he going to be sentenced? Nah, nobody's got anything on Pelosi. There was never anything there. Nancy Pelosi is in dire jeopardy of losing control of the House. If she hasn't already, she may just be.
Blog Talk Radio.
As it goes now, there's some huge things going on inside the Democrat Party. We've talked about it for months. I've told you there's an implosion coming, that it is civil war, and that the media is not going to, they're saying that the Republicans are in disarray. The Republicans are this, Republicans that. No, they're not. Republicans are a bunch of candy asses. They're gutless, limp-weenied candy asses. Yes, Republicans, come on and say something to me. Come at me, Republican bro. I'm sick of you clowns. You don't have any spine. You don't have any nads. You don't have any sap in your root. You're pitiful. Panty waist, ankle grabbing. You make me sick. But they're just gutless. They're cowards. I'm sorry. Where was I? So, practically, from the moment Donald Trump said, I'm thinking I could probably run, and boom, it was on. Everybody hated Donald Trump, all these blacks. They're making sure that the scaffold has 13 steps. All these things for naught. Here's what that idiot Nancy Pelosi had to say. It's like this. You know what? Remember this, okay? And they had a plan. And I think they still have plans because that's all the professional leftist Democrat does. They plan. They don't eat much. They don't sleep a whole lot. They just walk around planning. What are they going to do next? How are they going to come up the works? They're like Wile E. Coyote, except I don't think they have the intellectual acumen that Wile E. had, because, after all, he was a super genius. Everybody has a plan, like Mike Tyson said, until they get punched in the face. Then your plan goes out the window. And here's what this – and that's what it was. And he was willing to be exploited because he would do anything for a lesser prison sentence of Michael Cohen, quote Donald Trump. Not enough people found him credible. Just that simple. He lied. He's the first guy to lie to Congress to be called back and testify again. So the reason that nobody believes this guy – is because he's a proven liar, but also because of the ridiculous way this whole thing was staged and the way it was carried out by the Democrats and their stooges in the in their minions in the media, mercifully, serendipitously, people saw right through it. And what happened? Well, the plan just failed. Additionally, some politicians like Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows, you know, started calling out the blatant construct behind Pelosi's impeachment plan. You've heard me play clips of Jim Jordan talking about this from the Oversight Committee with his opening statement through things that he talked about with Laura Ingraham and Jeanine Pirro on her show and laying it all out. Enjoying a crisp grape Kool-Aid on the rocks in my Rural King insulated tumbler. Go, Rural King. House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff, the Schiff head, so full of Schiff, Schiff for brains, sent his staff to New York four times, for a period of over 10 hours just about, to prep Michael Cohen for these hearings. And the only thing stupider than that was listening to Chairman Schiff try to deny that they coached him. I mean, he's just a massive doofus. Doofus. Okay, doofus. I didn't say anything else. I said doofus. I said it under my breath. I didn't know if it might. Anyway, doofus. So today, none of this is organic. You must remember that. None of this is organic. None of this is spontaneous. None of this simply happens. It is all engineered. It is all contrived. It is all manufactured. Pelosi says this today. Okay, after all this time, after every time something came up on the news, boom, another nail in the Trump coffin today, boom, the doors are closing on Donald Trump, boom, everything is closing in on the president, boom, Nancy Pelosi, I'm not for impeachment. This is news. I'm going to give you some news right now. Good God. I haven't said this to any writer downer of things before, but since you asked, I've been thinking about this. Impeachment is so divisive to the country that unless there's something so compelling and so overwhelming and so bipartisan, I don't think we should go down that path because it divides the country and he's just not worth it. That's me throwing back my head and laughing. Okay. And one of the things, and there were a lot of factors that come into this, okay? They use Michael Cohen, lying SOB, to start with, proven to be a lying SOB. And they drag him back in there. Lanny Davis set it all up, just like Jim Jordan said. He laid it out. There are a lot of reasons why this isn't going to work. Number one, the American people know that the Democrats and the mainstream media, and this includes Fox News, you are dead to me. They have some pretty decent commentators. I like Judge Jeanine Pirro. I like old Tucker Carlson. We've got some stuff from Tuck coming up here in a little bit. Good people. I mean, they have some good people in their commentary, but their news is, you know, they've just drifted left and become another left-wing echo chamber, Trump bad, you know, whole deal. But one of the hurdles, another one of the hurdles, the Democrats simply cannot overcome, you know, they can't suspend disbelief in the American people, but also they can't do anything, apparently, at this point, though that could change, to chip away at the strength of the support for President Trump. I mean, look at this. In 24/7, 365, okay? Ever since he said, you know, I'm thinking maybe I might run for press, it's been on. 24/7, 365 attacks from Democrats, from celebrities, from the media. This guy still has an approval rating at 50% or better at most of the times. When it comes to handling the economy, he's over 50%, 56%. Now, consider this. This is some analysis that Conservative Treehouse came up with. And guys, that's a terrific site. The Last Refuge, Conservative Treehouse, you need to check it out. Now, this is some stuff they did. The G7, all right, is a group of global leaders, seven of them, G, global, seven, four, you know, three plus four. And so here's how it shapes up. This is the overall approval rating of the following leaders that costume wearing, dancing, giggling, goofy Canadian Gary Trudeau. No, not Gary. Wait a minute. Gary Trudeau did Doonesbury. Justin Trudeau. He has an overall approval rating of 35%. From France, Emmanuel Macron, 28%. In Germany, Angela Merkel, 29%. In the United Kingdom, Theresa May, 28%. Okay? Trudeau, big-time globalist, one-world government type, 35% approval rating by his people. Macron from France, Emmanuel Macron, 28%. Angela Merkel in Germany, 29%. Theresa May, 28%. Okay, that's it. That's the best they can do. Giuseppe Conte from Italy, 67%. Donald Trump, we talked about, at 50%. Shinzo Abe from Japan, 44%. So it's not coincidental that the globalists are not being supported. Look at their countries. Meanwhile, the nationalists, the America first, Italy first, Japan first, okay, Trump, Giuseppe Conte, and Shinzo Abe, very much supported. Are you going to see this in the media? No, but you heard it from me. You're welcome, America. You're welcome. So, you know, they're not going to do this. And again, back to the shift head. In absence of very graphic evidence, it would be difficult to get the support in the Senate needed to make an impeachment successful. So, again, my feeling is let's see what Bob Mueller produces, but the evidence will have to be pretty overwhelming. They've already seen, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, they've already seen the evidence. You know why? Because somebody's already leaked that report to them. Last week, this was a done deal. Adam Schiff was being fitted for black execution hoods because he was going to be the dude that pulled the lever on the trap door. They were waiting on this. They were salivating. Their hearts were going pitter-pat. Their tails were twitching at the prospect of this. And now, today, all of a sudden, poof, we go one day for kill Trump. Is he worth it? Is a country where all of a sudden the Democrats are concerned about the country? Oh, my God. These guys would happily sacrifice this country to communists, to Islamists, to any of our enemies. They would happily sacrifice this country at the altar of their ideology. Hillary Clinton sold out to the Russians a quarter of our uranium supply. She rubber stamped a deal to give to Russians. And shortly after that, Bill Clinton gets like a $500,000 to go over there and give one of his rubber chicken Marriott speeches, the standard crap, to a bunch of Russian oligarch bankers. And then all of a sudden, the Clinton Foundation is flush with rivers of money. You want to talk about collusion? Well, no, we don't want to talk about that collusion. We're only interested in this collusion that we're making up against the president. We're not interested in real collusion. Sorry. This is an imaginary collusion investigation, which is about what it comes down to. They're corrupt. They're ignorant. They're incompetent. They are racist. They are anti-Semitic. It's like I talked on the show Sunday, you know. And I want to say this. I bear them no ill will. None. None. That was for the boys in 201. On my news feed, my social feed, you know, and I got a couple, Facebook, and then I have a presence over at Spreely. Spreely is really, really cool. S P Sprely, Sprely.com. Speak freely. Terrific place. I got to talk to the guy. I got to interview the guy, Mark Littlepage, who was one of the principals behind that a few weeks back, about a month or so ago. And it's a terrific place. It's Facebook without all the Nazis spying on you. But I see people posting, and I've got a couple friends, and they're friends. They're good people. When I see them out in public, we smile, we hug, we talk. They get on Facebook, and there is nothing but venom and hatred for the president. And I'm not getting excited about that because, you know what? When Barack Obama was in office, I saw a lot of people spewing nothing but venom and hatred for him. Now, if we're going to disseminate and we want to qualify, I think a lot of people hate Donald Trump because George Clooney told them to, because CNN told them to, because National Public Radio told them to. George Clooney, man. I mean, you know, he knows what's going on. And they do it. Most of the people that hated Barack Obama that I knew of, they didn't hate him because he was black. I don't think they hated him because he was necessarily a Democrat or a liberal. There may have been some. I think the large measure of these people hated him principally because the policies that he was implementing were destroying the country. It was laying waste to the nation. And the fact that he's a Muslim and a Muslim sympathizer and an anti-Semite, those would be the top three reasons, four reasons. So, I don't get too excited about it, but it seems to me it's just hatred in the face of everything. Now, had there been good economic numbers from the Obama administration, people might have tempered this. If we were in better shape, if we weren't, if he wasn't going around the world apologizing for America and constantly putting in America in a bad light, and I don't want to say anti-American, but many of the things that he and his ilk embrace are un-American. They're antithetical to the United States. And he wasn't a good president. Didn't need to be there. The guy we got now, I think, he's all right. He's doing good. And I think history will record him as far more effective than the news media and George Clooney would have you imagine. So it's going to be very difficult to impeach, according to the Schiff head. And just last week, these guys were looking at this thing as a slam dunk. It's a done deal. We got him. Well, it's going to have to be overwhelming. Well, we thought it was overwhelming. The way you guys have been talking about all this stuff that he's doing, you would have thought he was Ernst Stavro Blofeld. Dr. Evil. Which everybody knows is George Soros, but you get the idea. And here's the thing that I fully expect. There's no hubris among these people. There's no sense of fallibility. They're, and again, a lot like Wile E. Coyote, they're going to stand there with smoke smudged all over their face and their underwear in tatters because, the Acme Surefire impeachment kit didn't work. They wired it up wrong and didn't happen. And they'll try something else. They've got an investigation. They've subpoenaed over 80 individuals and entities already looking through the past business dealings of Donald Trump for anything. Now, in the old school Soviet Union, Lavrenty Beria, who was one of Stalin's principal intelligence officers. It was either with the NVKD or with the GRU, and these were the precursors to the KGB and the Federal Security Bureau. But Beria, in the purges, and Stalin purged, baby. I mean, purged. Anyone within the government, within the Communist Party, who may have threatened him. From a popularity standpoint, something happened. They were judged to be corrupt, or they were charged with treason or crimes against the state, found guilty in a show trial, summarily executed. This went on throughout the 30s and the 40s. And Lavrenti Beria once said, "Show me the man, and I will show you the crime." And that's what we see with the Mueller investigation. Mueller. That's what we see with the Mueller. These people are worthy of our skepticism, our scorn, and above all, our ridicule. Why? Because they're ridiculous people. They're ridiculous people, and they crave. They long to be taken seriously. Washington, D.C., show business for ugly people. And that's what the Mueller investigation has done. Again, the people that have been sent to prison are Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen. That's it. That's the only people who've been locked up in this deal. They're going to prison for crimes that were committed during the discovery of this collusion thing. This is before Donald Trump. Same thing with Mike Cohen, Paul Manafort, both. What will it change? Well, to the discerning and to the informed, it's going to show what we've already known, that these people have no credibility whatsoever. And I think on a larger scale, even though they're going to issue their caveats, you know, we know he's guilty, we just can't prove it, so we're just going to keep investigating forever, because that's what we do. Yeah. You know, nothing's going to change. But the American people, I think, by and large, a much larger measure of the American people will see this for what it is. And what will happen is, you know, they'll turn their backs on these people. Why did the Michael Cohen show trial hearing not get any traction, not have the gravity, the gravitas that these people wanted it to have? Because the American people turned their back on it. They saw it for what it was. And they found something else to watch. For me, it was on Amazon. Hillbillies in a Haunted House. Terrific picture. Berlin Husky and Lon Chaney Jr. and Sonny James and Basil Rathbone and John Carradine. How that sucker missed an Academy Award, I will never understand. But they just don't take it seriously. It is of no credence. Clearwater Revival. But again, you know, we've talked about it and I've said it a bunch of times. It's like Hydra. So their incompetence, their clumsiness, their lack of finesse, their lack of articulation, in this particular instance, with the impeachment thing, they cut their own head off because they're stupid. But there are other heads out there looking to sink their venomous fangs into the bloodstream of this country. Excuse me. And they will do it by trying to silence everyone who isn't marching shoulder to shoulder and lockstep with those cultural Nazis. Case in point, Tucker Carlson. As most of you know, because of boycotts and a lot of different things, Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson, Tucker right now is the latest target for the leftist hordes. And in response to their ultimately predictable attacks on him, Carlson goes on in his opening monologue, I think from last night, and he outlines the bigger picture objective. And any of us that have followed the arc of leftist idea advancement will note it's a solid counterpunch. And it reminds people of what David Mamet once said, and that was essentially this. In order to advance their objectives, their goals, modern progressives or the left, the ideological leftists, they need to pretend not to know things, because it's only by pretense that the leftists can avoid the inherent hypocrisy within their position. Good example. They sit up straight and clutch at their pearls, and they talk about how immoral it is for Donald Trump to attack federal judges on their positions. Meanwhile, the leftists are eating alive the judge who sentenced Paul Manafort to 47 months. The guy's 70-some years old. He's in bad health. Ultimately, he could die in prison. What the hell else do they want? Ultimately, the immoral and non-virtuous professional leftist that we see all over the place always accuses his opposition of what he himself is really inherently guilty of doing. And let me Tuck, where are you, buddy? Let me get my looking for clips glasses on. There he is, Tucker Carlson from his monologue.
Never acknowledge the comic absurdity of the whole thing. You can never laugh in the face of the mob. You must always pretend that the people yelling at you are somehow your moral superiors. You have to assume that what they say they're mad about is what they're actually mad about. You have to take them at face value. You must pretend this is a debate about virtue and not about power. Your critics are arguing from principle and not from partisanship. No matter what they take from you in the end, you must continue to pretend that these things are true. You are bad. They are good. The system is on the level. But what if we stopped pretending for a minute? What if we acknowledged what's actually going on? One side is deadly serious. They believe that politics is war. They're not interested in abstractions or principles, rules or traditions. They seek power, and they plan to win it, whatever it takes. If that includes getting you fired or silencing you or threatening your family at home or throwing you in prison, okay. They know what their goal is. If you're in the way, they will crush you. What's interesting is how reliably the other side pretends that none of this is happening. Republicans in Washington do a fairly credible imitation of an opposition party. They still give speeches. They tweet quite a bit. They make concerned noises about how liberals are bad. But on the deepest level, it's all a pose. In their minds, where it matters, Republican leaders are controlled by the left. They know exactly what they're allowed to say and believe. They know what the rules are. They may understand that those rules are written by the very people who seek their destruction. They ruthlessly enforce them anyway. Republicans in Washington police their own with a never-ending enthusiasm. Like trustees at a prison, they dutifully report back to the warden, hoping for perks. Nobody wants to be called names. Nobody wants to be Trump. How many times have you seen it happen? Some conservative figure will say something stupid or incomplete or too far outside the bounds of received wisdom for the moral guardians of cable news. Twitter goes bonkers. The mob demands a response. Very often, the first people calling for the destruction of that person are Republican leaders. You saw it with the Covington Catholic High School kids. You see it all the time. Kevin McCarthy spends half his day telling Republican members not to criticize progressive orthodoxy. Paul Ryan did the same before him. A couple of years ago, the entire Democratic Party decided to deny the biological reality of sex differences, an idea that's as insane as it is dangerous. Republican leaders decided not to criticize them for it. They might get upset. This is a system built on deceit and enforced silence. Hypocrisy is its hallmark. Yet in Washington, it's considered rude to ask questions about how exactly it works. Why are the people who considered Bill Clinton a hero lecturing me about sexism? How can the party that demands racial quotas denounce other people as racist? After a while, you begin to think that maybe their criticisms aren't sincere. Maybe their moral puffery is a costume. Maybe the whole conversation is an absurd joke. Maybe we're falling for it. You sometimes hear modern progressives described as new Puritans. That's a slur on colonial Americans. Whatever their flaws, the Puritans cared about the fate of the human soul and the moral regeneration of their society. Those are not topics that interest progressives. They're too busy pushing late-term abortion and cross-dressing on fifth graders. These are the people who write our movies and our sitcoms. They are not shocked by naughty words. They just pretend to be when it's useful. It's been very useful lately. The left's main goal, in case you haven't noticed, is controlling what you think. In order to do that, they have to control the information that you receive. Google and Facebook and Twitter are fully on board with that. They're happy to ban unapproved thoughts, and they don't apologize for it. They often do. So do the other cable channels and virtually every major news outlet in this country. One of the only places left in the United States where independent thoughts are allowed is right here, the Opinion Hours on this network. Just a few hours in a sea of television programming. It's not much, relatively speaking. For the left, it's unacceptable. They demand total conformity. Since the day we went on the air, they've been working hard to kill this show. We haven't said much about it in public. It seemed too self-referential. The point of this show has never been us. But now it's obvious to everybody. There's no pretending that it's not happening. It is happening. And so going forward, we'll be covering their efforts to make us be quiet. For now, though, just two points to leave you with. First, Fox News is behind us, as they have been since the very first day. Toughness is a rare quality at a TV network, and we are grateful for that. Second, we've always apologized when we're wrong, and we'll continue to do that. That's what decent people do. They apologize. But we will never bow to the mob. Ever. No matter what. Tammy Bruce is a radio host and president of Independent Women's Voice. She joins us tonight. Tammy, thanks a lot for coming on.
Well, it's an honor to be here.
I've never said this. I worked at Fox for...
Okay, great stuff there. Cut it off a little too late. But anyway, you get the idea. And I like the phrase moral puffery. You see a lot of that. Sitting up straight, clutching at their pearls, and being, you know, oh so offended when they say the same thing as us. Okay, I'm not going to reiterate on that because nobody can say it better than the Tuck did. We will be back with more of Conservative's Perspective after this brief musical interlude, if I can find what I want. There it is. We will be back with more after this.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. 'Cause I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me, to me. Mama, mama, yeah, mama.
Go.
will not let you throw.
Let me blow.
Phenomena. They will not let you blow.
Let me jump.
Do not like your jokes.
Let me jump.
Do not like your jokes.
Let me jump.
No, 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 no.
Bernigini, Bernigini.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Scooter?
Yeah, Chief?
Remind me to stop setting up these video conferences. They're not very productive.
You got it.
Sheesh.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Good to be back here with you. It is, it's Tuesday. So we're here doing what we do. It's a conservative's perspective. We do it live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern time. We have a recorded version of the show that goes out on the weekend, goes to microphone, usually Saturdays and Sundays. And you go to talkamericaradio.us. All this time I've been saying .org, and it's not. It's .us. Big epiphany last week. Well, anyway, talkamericaradio.us. They have a couple streaming channels there. They have the Liberty and the Justice audio streams, ACP, heard on either one of those at various times throughout the day and the week. Well, we've got an attempt. I think it's still ongoing because I just don't think they're going to give up. I just don't think they will. It's an ongoing coup d'etat to try to unseat the president of the United States. And are they going to be successful? I don't know. Maybe. I don't think so. Sometimes I think maybe they're going to, and they have done some damage. Their recalcitrance, their obstinance in circumventing some of the president's more compelling promises, border security for one, I think they're harming the nation. And again, they will happily sacrifice this country at the altar of their ideology. I've said that for years, and we see it all the time. All the time. They are corrupt. They are anti-Semitic. And that's another thing that gets me. You know, a lot of Jews are Democrats. A lot of liberal Jews are Democrats. And I just wonder how they reconcile this. There's a group of young Jewish people out there. You know, you have the walk away movement that started back last May when this guy was disillusioned with what he was seeing in the Democrat Party. So he just walked away from it. He did a video. It went viral. You know, he listed his grievances. It resonated with a lot of people. And while there wasn't a whole lot of media play about it, it took off and it hurt the Democrats. Well, now there's a new concept called the Jexodus. And with these latest admissions and defenses of anti-Semitism within the Democrat Party, seeing a lot of Jewish people getting ready to leave. And I'm just thinking, yeah, is it time to go? Who are the two greatest Jew haters in the world? Well, Muslims predominantly. And leadership in the Democrat Party. And basically the House of Representatives. You know, they had a resolution last week where they were going to take Ilhan Omar to the carpet. They were going to lay her out. They were going to name names. They were going to condemn what she said. And they didn't. They condemned all hate speech instead, including and highlighting Islamophobia. An anti-Semite, a Muslim anti-Semite, a Jew-hating Muslim. A Jew-hating Muslim who supports other Jew-hating organizations, Muslim Jew-hating organizations, makes an anti-Semitic remark. And anybody who calls her out on it is an Islamophobe. This is the kind of hypocrisy that Tucker Carlson's talking about. And throughout history, as Democrats or the left goes socialist, they go anti-Semitic. Hitler, the Nazis, those guys that they love to call you and me, they were socialists, national socialists. They were not nationalists. They were national socialists. You and I are nationalists. We want what is best for this nation and its citizens. It's black citizens. It's Latino citizens. It's Caucasian citizens. Citizens of all races, creeds, and colors. We want what is best for this country and its citizens. All of them. Democrats don't want that. Muslims don't want that. They want something else. They want to hate Jews. But socialism has done this throughout history, from its very beginning. And, you know, you look left wing socialism. You know what the next step is from socialism? Communism. You know, the one guy who probably killed more Jews than Adolf Hitler, Joe Stalin, communist, another leftist. France, fundamentally a socialist country. They hate the Jews. They've hated Jews for a century or more. You can go back to the Dreyfus Affair. Happens all the time. So my question is, and the dichotomy here with Jewish folks, and I'm not being critical, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, how do they reconcile it? I would imagine that most progressive or liberal Jews are liberals in the classical sense of that term. What's being called liberal today is not liberal. It's leftist. And there is a difference. And I think it's going to reach a point. There's going to be a point of critical mass where, you know, collectively, and I'm sure individually, you know, Jewish consciousness is going to say, these people hate us. Why are we voting for them? They're supporting people who hate us. Because is that not what anti-Semitism is? It's hating the Jews. It'll be interesting to see what happens with that. I think one of the last things I want to talk about, last night on Mark Hoffman's Monday Night Patriot Nation show, there was a guest scheduled, a man by the name of James Jason Britt, who made a video, YouTube video, that went viral with the accusation, pretty sensational one, that here in my home state, West Virginia, they had spent, there was a multi-million-dollar construction project that was underway for the purpose of bringing in Muslim refugees and displacing West Virginia citizens. And we looked at it, we checked it out, we made some outreach to this guy. His credentials at first blush seemed to be fairly well grounded. There was a second video that came out and talking about the potential for Sharia no-go zones in Kanawha County, in our state's capital, Charleston, West Virginia. Mark Hoffman made outreach to this guy. This guy agreed to be on the show. He never showed up. Further investigation, we find some pretty logical, pretty common sense, straightforward counters to his claim. And when you take that into consideration and you add it to the weight of unceremoniously not showing up, not calling, not letting anybody know that you're going to be on the show, kind of stinks a little bit there, Mr. Britt. Now, he's probably not listening, and I'm not too worried about that. I know somebody probably is, and maybe he'll get word. And I plan on addressing him directly. I friended him with – fortunately, it didn't happen that way. Unfortunately, he screwed over Mark Hoffman. And, you know, I'll be happy to have him on and talk about it if he wants to. That's okay by me. but not often that we're wrong. And one of the reasons that it's not often that we're wrong is because we exercise due diligence. And when we do screw up, just like Tucker Carlson said, we own it. We apologize, because that's what decent people do. And that's what we're doing here. And in the process, I'm calling this guy out because I think he's full of it. Welcome to come on anytime, Mr. Britt. And you know, buttress your case. Well, you know what? We're going to knock off a little bit early, as we always do. You know, and it takes a little while to close this thing out. We're heard twice a week live here at blogtalkradio.com under the auspices of the Patriot Nation Radio Network. You can go there. You can check out the link that is sprinkled liberally throughout the World Wide Web. And we do a recorded version of the show, and that version goes out during the week, Monday through Sunday, on Talk America Radio, talkamericaradio.us, a couple of audio streams there, and you want to check those out, the Liberty and the Justice stream, ACP heard here and there at various times throughout the day and the week. Cowboy Logic, Restoring America Forum, a Facebook page I have the privilege of administering, along with good friends Don Newen and prototype info babe Donna Fiducia from Fox News. You want to go there. Talk America West Virginia, Talk America Radio Texas, Talk America Radio Florida. All those are Facebook presences that you can check out and hit the like button. Also, A Conservative Perspective. We have a Facebook page. We also have A Conservative Perspective podcast and archive page. You want to hit both of those too. Believe it or not, regardless of the onslaught that we see from Democrat leaders, from the media, from everybody out there, 24/7, 365, this nonstop attack on the president, he is still getting it done. He cannot do it alone. We have to stand there with him. We have to support him. We have to have his back. When these guys screw up, we have to make sure as many people know about it as we can, because we can't trust Fox News. We can trust Tucker Carlson. We can trust some of the commentators, but we can't trust that organization. We can't trust CNN. We can't trust MSNBC. It thereupon lies within us. And through us, we will prevail. Thanks so much for the opportunity to hang out with you this evening. I enjoy it far more than I can ever tell you. I'm happy for the opportunity. I appreciate the time that we get. We will be back on Thursday right around 7 p.m. Eastern time here at Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. Thank you so much. We will be back on Thursday taking a look at things as we do through a conservative's perspective. God bless you. God bless America. We'll see you then.